Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milpitas Community Concert Band's Fiesta Concert, our Latin-inspired concert. We have lots of a variety of Latin-inspired music, all kinds of high-energy, high-octane music for your Friday afternoon here. The piece you just heard was Zacatecas, Jose, a resident trumpet player back here, been coaching you on the proper pronunciation. This is the National March of Mexico. It was written in about 1893 as a competition between two band composers, the winner of which would be dedicated to the state of Zacatecas. And this one won. That's why we have it today. And it was actually premiered by the band led by the other guy. So what a consolation prize. Our next piece is a waltz, a student waltz, written by the same guy who wrote the Skater's Waltz, if you ever recall the Skater's Waltz. It was used in an American advertisement in the 40s and 50s. And I have not prepped the band on this, but can we please play the beginning of Waltz 1? Just a couple measures. Okay. See if anyone recognizes it. Beginning of Waltz 1. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Let me say that one more time. The beginning of Waltz 1. Here we go. Not the beginning, the other beginning. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Anyone from the 40s or 50s recall that melody? How many of you have heard of? No one has been. Good for you. It was the jingle for the Rheingold Beer Company. It was their song in this country for a long time, and they actually, when they got to the 50s and 60s, they rearranged it into 2/4, so it was a march, not a waltz. So, anyway, this is the original waltz, La Sudantina, from the beginning.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Waltz one. Thank you.
Our next piece is a piece called El Relicario. It's a Pasa Doble written by Padillo. It's probably his most famous work. He wrote many, many pieces. He was born in Spain and ended up spending most of his life in Paris, which was kind of the musical capital during the time. And he came back to Spain right about the Spanish Civil War and ended up dying there. Pasa Doble is a kind of a Spanish march in three time, can be in two sometime. Think of it as the Spanish Polonaise, which I'm sure rings a bell for you all. Very ornate, usually set in the Phrygian mode. You'll hear it sounds like a Pasa Doble, but you will recognize the style. Even if you've never heard this piece, which some of you may have, you'll recognize this style. I wanted to showcase the fact that we are a lucky community band to have an English horn, which is a member of the double reed family that is pitched about 150% of an oboe up here. So you'll get a rare opportunity to hear the English horn in its natural environment. Thank you. offer something a little lighter. We've all probably have heard the Mexican Cat Dance before, and it wouldn't be a concert without it. I found this arrangement. It's considered a, what's the official word?
Well, fantasy. I'm going to call it a
fantasy. Fantasy is a style of music that doesn't follow the form of any other genre. In this case, it's kind of like a theme and variations, not quite a theme and variations, but you hear the famous melody broken up into different styles. So you'll recognize Mexican Hat Dance played originally at the beginning, and then you'll hear it broken up into different styles. Arranged by David Bent. Of our first half is probably the biggest piece on the concert. It's Alfred Reed's El Camino Real, which is an incredibly massive piece of music for band, written, if I can find it, 1984. It is categorized as a Latin fantasy, also a fantasy following the, no, not following a form. The music is based on a series of chord progressions common in countless generations of Spanish flamenco guitarists whose fiery, brilliant style have captivated millions of music lovers throughout the world. You know, blah, blah, blah. We'd rather hear the music instead of me read. I understand that. It is a really cool piece that features a lot of the different sections. I think the primary featured instrument in this, I would have to argue, is probably the French horn section. So listen to our mighty horn. I'm trying to stall so the blood returns to our lips before we go through this. So, are we close? They're not nodding yet, so. Okay. It starts in a style very similar to El Relicario, and it will go into a slow, lyrical style, which to me sounds like it comes from a different European country, but I'm not going to say anything. We'll see if you think it comes from a different European country. It'll feature one of our flute piccolo players on the harp, the cheap harp. on the piano. So you can see if it reminds you of a reminiscent of a guitar serenade and a harp.
To the piece.
Are we good? All right.
Yeah. Jeffrey, could I restart another clip?
Yes, I'm not going to say that again, though, because I don't remember what I just said.
No.
Okay.
Are you?
That's fine. We can begin now.
Thank you.
Okay. El Camino Real by Alfred Reed.
Thank you.
it sounded like some of the pieces we played in the first half, that was only written in 2010. So we still have modern composers writing in this style. Our next piece is a selection from the Broadway musical, The Man of La Mancha, which you probably recognize or have heard of. There are several famous songs from it. What's the most famous song? To Dream the Impossible Dream. What's the second most famous song? Good thing you guys came tonight. You're going to get to hear all the famous songs.
Thank you.
Hopefully we recognize some additional songs in there. Our next piece is a piece that you normally don't hear on a concert band program, or a community band concert program for that matter. It's a piece called Spanish Fever. Has anyone ever heard Spanish Fever? Okay, it's a song, it's a pop song from the 70s, and the way it's described is flamenco disco. Possibly a first for the Filipino community band. So, if any of you are so inclined to boogie, please feel free.
Thank you.
So I'm going to remember that one from the, from your dancing days.
No way.
It's okay, I didn't either. Our next piece is actually a, when I first found it in my library, I just thought it was a Latin folk song, but then I actually researched it. And it actually, the carioca, has anyone ever heard of the carioca? Okay, it's actually a real dance and a real song. It came from a movie. What's the movie? 1933. What is it? Go ahead. Almost. Going down to Rio. I'm blanking on the for now. It starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. In fact, this was their first on-screen dance duet, of which there were many to follow, but this was the first one. That movie was nominated for the 1934, actually, the song was nominated for the 1934 Best Song in a Movie, but it did not win. But there was a big move to create this, the carioca, as a legitimate form of ballroom dance. I mean, they choreographed it, and they pushed it, and they pushed it, and they pushed it, and it never caught on, because we don't know it today. But the music stayed alive, and Artie Shaw, famous jazz clarinet player, and his orchestra revived it about 10 years later, and it stayed kind of a standard in the jazz world since then. So this is carioca from Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers' first dance duet. Joining us this evening at our Fiesta concert. This is our last formal concert of our 21st season. We will be performing tomorrow at the Milpitas Camera Club Showcase Expo at the Milpitas Library, 2 to 4. You can come see some really cool photographs from members of the community, high school and and community photographers. You'll hear a brass ensemble from our group, as well as a saxophone ensemble tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Wilkins Library. You can also hear us again on Memorial Day out here at City Hall for our city's Memorial Day celebration. After that, we'll take our break, and we'll see you back in the end of September for our first concert of our 22nd season, which is entitled Rule Britannia. So we're keeping on the national theme for a while. So I'd like to end tonight with a march by Sousa called the Picador, and you're probably wondering, why are we doing a Sousa march on a Latin concert? Well, I'm the kind of person who thinks that you should do a Sousa march at every concert. So we picked the Picador. The Picador is actually... there's not a lot of information as to what Sousa wrote it for. He did write it before he traveled off to Mexico. He's Portuguese, and the Portuguese bullfights are significantly tamer compared to the Spanish bullfights, at least during the day. So he thought bullfights, no one got hurt in the Portuguese ones, or no animals got hurt. And he was a real big animal lover. He was a really, really professional horse rider and was very into animals and contributed money and helped form the first American Humane Society and all this fun stuff he never even thought about Sousa. He really loved animals, and then he went to Mexico and saw the Spanish style of bullfighting, and he was appalled. And he wrote articles on how it was just horrible for animals and for people. So we speculate that this march came before that. Referring, of course, to the bullfighter. So, the Picador March by Sousa. It has a little Spanish influence, but you should recognize it as Sousa. Thank you so much for coming. I invite you to visit our table in the back with cookies, and also next to the door there's a sombrero hat and a pirate chest. If you'd like to make a contribution to the band tonight, we'd appreciate that. We have no budget other than your donations, and we appreciate everything you can give and more. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for being a great festive audience. Okay. No. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. See you hopefully tomorrow or Memorial Day or in September. Have a good week.